Hello and welcome to the mini story for lesson number 7. First, let's read it in slow Russian. Официант предложил попробовать блюдо, которое готовил шеф-повар. Между прочим, он упомянул, что шеф готовит эту замечательную штуку уже 10 лет. Я согласился, и мне принесли какие-то палочки. Я попробовал одну штуку. Это была дикая гадость, которую, между прочим, я даже не смог съесть. Okay, now let's translate it. The first sentence. Официант предложил попробовать блюдо, которое готовил шеф-повар. The waiter offered me a taste of the dish that chef had prepared. So the most important person in the kitchen of the restaurant in Russian is шеф-повар. Or just short, chef, шеф-повар, chef. Блюдо is a dish, a meal. So it's some dish that chef prepared. The next sentence. Между прочим, он упомянул, что шеф готовит эту замечательную штуку уже 10 лет. He also mentioned that chef had been cooking that delicious dish for 10 years. Между прочим, here means that he was saying something, maybe about other dishes, about drinks, and just among other things, he mentioned that chef had been cooking this thing for 10 years. So it wasn't his purpose to say that. He just mentioned it. Между прочим, упомянул. Упомянуть is to mention. The next sentence. Я согласился, и мне принесли какие-то палочки. I agreed, and they served some sticks to me. So in the restaurant, when they serve you dishes, we say они принесли, or also они подали блюдо, or подали напитки. But here, принесли. So the waiter brought some sticks. Какие-то палочки. We don't know what it is. Some sticks. Какие-то палочки. Я попробовал одну штуку. I tried one piece. So here, you see, in the previous sentence, штука was thing. Замечательная штука. This dish is a great thing. And here, штука means one piece. So maybe there were 10 sticks and he took one of them. Он попробовал одну штуку. One piece. Это была дикая гадость. It was disgusting. Гадость is something terrible, something disgusting, something unpleasant. So when you try it, you're yuck. Гадость. So это была дикая гадость, которую, между прочим, я даже не смог съесть. It was disgusting, and by the way, I couldn't even eat it. So here again, между прочим. The synonym is кстати, которую, кстати, я даже не смог съесть. That was it for the mini story. Now go to the questions and answers to practice the new vocabulary. See you there!